السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أبو حضرت على حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے کچھ اشعار آپ کے سامنے پیش کرنے کی سعادت حاصل کر رہا ہوں. اللہ تعالیٰ کی توفیق ٹو سے دا رائٹ تھنگس. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں ہے. رو اللہ, اف وی ہیون فاؤنڈ یو, یو ڈیڈنٹ گیٹ یو, وی ڈیڈنٹ اکوائر یو, وی ڈیڈنٹ اٹین یو, دین دیر از نتھنگ. بٹ اف تو ہوئے حاصل, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل. وی گاٹ یو, وی گاٹ ایوری تھنگ. فور پرسن گاٹ اللہ, ہیز گاٹ دا ہول ورلڈ. دس ایوری شیئر آف ابو حضرت رحمۃ اللہ علیہ از ایکسپلینیشن آف دا قرآن اینڈ حدیث آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یہ دس از این ایکسپلینیشن آف آیات لائک الیس اللہ بکافی العبدہ, از این اللہ سفیشینٹ فور ہز سرونٹ. حسبنا اللہ ونعم الوکیل. If a person has got Allah, then you say حسبنا اللہ, Allah is sufficient for us. In the best of friends, best of guards, best of guards, best of protectors, Allah تبارک و تعالی. حسبنا اللہ ونعم الوکیل. If a person has got Allah, under all circumstances, whenever he finds himself in some distress, some difficulty, immediately he will say hasbunallah. You know that Allah is with him, no harm will come to him, Allah will take him out of it. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel qalaha Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heenama ulqiya fi an-nar, heenama ulqiya fi an-nar. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam said it when he was thrown into the fire. What did the fire do to him? Nothing. Qalaha ashabu rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam حين قالوا الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم قالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. It's a long story there, that when the battle of Uhud had taken place, and then Abu Sufyan, Hazrat Abu Sufyan, who became a Sahabi afterwards, a thought came into his mind when they were going back. That time he was not a Muslim, that we should have completely annihilated and killed all the Muslims. Come, let's go back. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba heard about it, Rasulullah told the Sahaba, those who fought with us yesterday, be ready again, be going for them. And then when they were going, there was a caravan that was coming, and Abu Sufyan gave them some, that time he was Abu Sufyan, gave them some rishwat, some rishwat, bribery, and told them, when you go there, make it known to the people that we are coming for them. When the Sahaba heard that, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمْ النَّاسِ in إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا, people are coming again for you, فَخْشَوْهُمْ, be frightened for them. What did they say? حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So this is it. تُمْ نَهِيَ. But it's only information, there is no ruhaniyat, there is no sohbat. There is no shortage of information about deen. دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا. The moment I saw مولین حضرت وفسات on the member, واعظان خشک, جب نازل ہوئے, when واعظان, the people who gives very, very good bayans, when they came here onto the mimbar, when they started, when I heard his bayan, nothing except, there is no ruhaniyat in that. That only the weak people will find out. We mustn't make any judgments. So, dekhte hi dil mera ghabra gaya, waizane khushk jab nadil hue, those who don't have any sohbat, and they only got information when they go and give bayan, when such a person gives bayan, then what happens, the people of the dil, the people Allah wala, the people who have sohbat, they immediately are not comfortable in listening to such bayan. Now Hazrat Wala says that Hazrat Wala himself, he calls himself bismil. What is a bismil? When you slaughter a chicken and you slaughtered it half, then you know what happens with a chicken? Like this. It's not dying also, and it's not alive also. That's called a bismil. So Hazrat Wala says he himself is a bismil because of first of all, the love that he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he wants to do wisal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing that makes him bismil also is all the gunas and all the sins that are witnessed that makes him a bismil. So Hazrat Wala said, Akhtare bismil ki tum baat suno. Listen to the advisors of Akhtare bismil. And if you listen to the advisors of Akhtare bismil and you put it into practice, then what will happen? Ji uthoge tum agar bismil huwe. You, if you also become a bismil, then you will also become alive. You will have ruhaniyat in you, you will have light in you. So, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, to appreciate our elders and our pious elders. And we must try and be in their company, so that all these good, beautiful, wonderful qualities can come into us, inshallah. Bismillah.
تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے آپ تک لائی جو موج رنج و غم آپ تک لائی جو موج رنج و غم اس پہ قربان سے کرو ساحل ہوئے اس پہ قربان سے کرو ساحل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے یک زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء یک زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے دیکھتے ہی دل دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا واعظان خشک جب نازل ہوئے واعظان خشک جب نازل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں، تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے۔ اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو، اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو، جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے، جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے۔ اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو، جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے، جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے۔ تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں، تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah brought us into the new Islamic year of 1440. Today is the fifth has started now of Muharram already. In other words, we have 5 days already entering the fifth day of this new year. And this is a time to reflect on many things also. The new year came because of the changes of time. And Allah Ta'ala refers in this ayat that Allah Ta'ala has made in عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنَّ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا. The number of months which Allah has fixed is 12 months. And this is Allah's Qudrat, and it has been carrying on for 12 months. Otherwise, if we use our planning, we would like it to be 10s, 20s, it's more easy to calculate. Allah made the number of days in the week 7, we should have perhaps liked 10, then it should have been easier to calculate. Number of hours are 24, number of minutes are 60, number of seconds are 60. That is the system of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has made this. And in here we should reflect on time. Time is a very great value of Allah Ta'ala. We seldom think of time as a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes when we get pressed, we have a deadline, and we didn't do our work, and now we only got the last few minutes, then we wish at that time could stretch. At that time, that little time that comes, then a person realizes it. And also, at the time of maut, Allah save us all, a person who didn't prepare, and now maut is on hand. Now he wishes that I could have done this and I could have done that. But now maut is close already. When he sees the signs of maut clearly, then he wishes, if I had more time, I could have done this, my namazes I could have made, I had this qaza. Maulana Ibrahim Delwa, Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, Rahmat Damat Barakatuhum, said that those who procrastinate, sofa, we'll do it. Those are the people, he said, who are the most in the fire of Jahannam. Because they had the opportunity, we'll do it. I got so many qaza namazes, I'll make them. I still got this to do, I've got that important thing to do, I'll do it. And we don't do it. And finally, maut comes and we haven't done it. So we should not procrastinate. The time Allah has given us is extremely valuable. So we should appreciate every morning when the sun rises. Farishtas announce, O son of Adam, this day of yours will never come back to you in your life. Do good what you can. Other Farishtas announce, O doer of good, advance, come forward and do your good. O those who want to do evil, stop. Don't do your evil. Stay away. So every moment that goes is valuable, extremely valuable. Allah give us tawfiq to make qadr of time. And unfortunately today we want to pass time. This cannot be conceived by our elders, etc., that how can a person pass time? And our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Rahimuhumullah, Hadrat used to say that those who want to pass time, fail time. The time you have to pass it. You have to pass time. Not just while your time away, you have to make it value, you have to pass it. But today, even in the month of Ramadan, people say we want to pass our time. And the other concept of this also, which has come so much into us, Allah forgive me, forgive us all, is this holiday concept, that we have to have a holiday, and where we go, and the amount of money that we spend, etc., the amount of the tashabbuh with the non-believers, the similarity with them, how they spend their holidays at the various resorts and things, and we also just get into those things. How much of money goes down the drain, how much of time is wasted in there, and what do we really get? And really, for everything Allah Ta'ala has made, we need rest. But not rest once a year. Every day you need rest. So Allah made a system, you sleep every night. You make qailula a little while, if you get the opportunity, sunnah of qailula. In this way, perfectly your time goes. And we don't waste any time whatsoever. But this idea that, for example, sports we have in a school, in an institution, once a year. Exercise you need, you don't need it once a year. You need it on a daily basis. Walk to the masjid, women folk do their household chores themselves, everything. That is sufficient exercise for a person. But the way we have the concept of the non-believers, so anyway, time is a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And perhaps seldom we think of it as a ni'mat. And perhaps we have not made tawbah for all the time that we have wasted. What a great ni'mat of Allah. We wasted time so much. Did we make tawbah for that to Allah Ta'ala? For that also we have to make tawbah. And it is a major sin that we abuse this great ni'mat of time. Anyway, another great ni'mat with that is the ni'mat of the measurement of time. That also we don't think. It's a very great ni'mat. We go, we expect our monthly salary, end of the month, 1 month. Who gave us that month? Who made it that the boss knows I have to pay now? And the worker knows I must get my pay. We take a loan from somebody, I'll pay you after 3 months, I'll pay you after a year. This measurement of time is also a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. If there wasn't a management, if we could not measure time, then also how should our life have been? When would Ramadan come? When will Hajj come? All this is on the measurement of time. And both systems are in the system of Allah Ta'ala. With the sun also we measure time. With that we know when is Fajr time. So long before sun rise is Fajr. So long after the sun reaches its zenith, Zawal. Then is Zohar after that. Asr, so long before sunset. Maghrib, after sunset. Isha, so long after. So Allah gave us that measurement. With the moon also Allah gave us, the lunar calendar. With that also, the months of the year, when is Ramadan, when is Hajj, etc., all that, when is Muharram, how do we measure our time? So measurement of time is also a very great ni'mat. And then this occasion now, when we have come into the new year, the Islamic new year, also think to ourselves, how much are we conscious of the new year, that the new year has started. When the year 2019 will start, we all will be much more conscious. Though that is a holiday period, but everyone is conscious that it's a new year. Yeah, it's a working time, but we are not that conscious that it's a new year. We have to identify, try and bring ourselves to identify ourselves with Islam and Islamic system more and more. That is also extremely important that we are Muslims. If we don't identify with Muslim or with Islam, Islamic calendar, if we don't use Islamic calendar, we don't use the Islamic dates, are the Jews going to use it? Are the Hindus going to use it? We have to use it. So this is also a very important thing. We should take lesson of it, of all this at this time. And then this time which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and whenever a new year comes, then whether it's our financial new year, academic new year, everyone makes some resolutions. We think of our past year, what had happened, and what we must improve for the new year. So yeah, also let us all on our own think, what can I better in my life for the new year? Don't just let it come and go. Everything else, we make some resolutions. We look at our financials, then we see in the past year, yeah, where there was weakness, there there was weakness, we must remedy this. So that year also on this occasion, similarly, when it is our birthday, there is no birthday in Islam celebration or anything like that, but at that time we are turning a new year also. See our past year, what it was, and what I must improve for my new year. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to become conscious with what is happening, the whole environment. Today we all want to be conscious of the whole world. We want to be aware of the political situation, sports we want to know, weather we want to know, wherever we go, we check the weather of that place, etc. More important than that is our Islamic environment, which we are in, and we should become conscious of that. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this new year that has come. So let us see what changes we can bring for ourselves, our families, in our communities. A Muslim really doesn't live for himself. He lives for the whole world. For the Muslims particularly, and for the whole world. We have been taken, ukhrijat linnas. Allah has taken us out for the benefit of mankind, linnas. For all of mankind and all types of benefit, Allah Ta'ala has taken us out. And this time that this new year has started also, very, very interesting also. See, there was a calendar in vogue that was present at the time of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, afterwards also. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with regard to whom Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had there been a Nabi after me, there is no Nabi, the doors of Nabuwat are completely sealed, but had there been a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. What Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how many things, what he saw, how it should be, Allah revealed the law. It was already in the knowledge of Allah ta'ala, but Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was that great man. How many things that he had, that what he said was exactly what was the right thing to have been done at that moment. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we are a unique, different nation. Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Islam started in a unique way, different way. At the beginning when Muslims came about, everyone said, who are these people? Just like today it happens also. This woman in niqab now, from where they came out? Many places, yeah, alhamdulillah, in South Africa quite a bit it's common. But other places where it is still not so, Muslim countries, where niqab is not so common, if a woman is in niqab, they get shocked and surprised. This kurtas, this dress of Muslim dress, etc., amama, all this, it's a bit different. So Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it started like that. A time will come when it won't be so much in vogue. And again it will come. It will come again. And then, for those people who will practice on this, fatuba lil ghuraba. Glad tidings for those people who will have this different way. So that is the very nature of Islam. So we must not try and follow, just flow with the flow. That is not our way. A mu'min is not one who gets influenced by the currents and by the condition. A mu'min is he who influences. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali say, hum zamane se nahi. We are not because of the times, and times are like this, we say now difficult times. No, time is from us. We must make the time. A mu'min is that who makes the time. A mu'min is that Allah give us tawfiq, easy to talk, easy to hear. But a mu'min really is who swims against the tide. In the opposite direction, that is what is called a mu'min. In the time in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif, how the Muslims established deen. So that is a very important thing that we bring that into us, and we try and change the conditions as it's required by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that we have to have our own calendar also. And a mashura was kept for that. And imagine every second those people, how they knew the value of time. And they spent time in this mashura. It wasn't wasting time sitting and just discussing something. Their time was so valuable. And they decided we have to have our own calendar. Muslims must have their own calendar in everything. They must be unique. And with so much effort we have been given our calendar, how many of us are using it? How many of us know our Islamic date of birth? How many know of our Islamic date of marriage, etc.? We're not aware. But the English dates, everyone will be aware. Fortunate are those who affiliate. And this is a very great ibadat also. To know and to identify oneself as a Muslim. That is a very great ibadat. One is a person who makes ibadat everything. But outwardly you don't see him as a Muslim. That's also appreciated by Allah. Allah accepts from them. And one is a person who identifies himself as a Muslim. He is bold enough to make it known by his dressing, by his habit, by his talking. There is inshallah, there is mashallah, there is all alhamdulillah, all the time on his tongue. Allah loves this very, very greatly. So this Islamic calendar, what great effort it was made by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the Sahaba. And it has been given to us. How much do we affiliate to it? We should try and, at this time of the year particularly, all times, but this time with this new time changing now, we should try and become more conscious. And fortunate is that person who will try and identify himself, use more Islamic names, Islamic dates, etc. Very, very fortunate will that person be. Also, the English names of the week, we should try and avoid using them. We know we can say it's not practical, but that is how Islam was, that the environment was like that. Because this day, the sun was the day, Sunday was the day that the sun was worshipped. Monday was the day when the moon was worshipped. Like that, all the days of the work, a week. And unfortunately, even the Urdu names, Peer, Mangal, Bud, are also associated with idol worship. Yeah, if we can, we should try and use the Persian words. Yakshumba, Durshamba, etc. Or we should use the Arabic words, Yomul Ahad, Yomul Ithnain, etc. Allah give us tawfiq, it's not easy. But fortunate will be that person who at least becomes conscious of it and tries at least somehow. Today if we use those names, then it seems it's out of place. And that is what Islam is. Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Wasayudu ila al-ghuraba. That this different type of thing, that will be, and that is fatuba lil-ghuraba. Fortunate and glad tidings for those people. Yeah, people won't appreciate, but by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it will be appreciated very, very greatly. And especially at the time when the Islamic mizaj way is being wiped out at that time. And by who? Not by the non-Muslims, by us ourselves. If we will bring it back into vogue, then it will come alive again, at least in our own circles. If we bring it alive, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So when this mashura took place, one was we must have our own calendar. The other was that from when do we start the Islamic calendar? Some suggestions were from the birth of Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the English calendar, what we call, it's actually the Christian calendar, which starts from the birth of Isa alaihi salam, the birth of Jesus. That's why it is called Miladi, from the time of Isa alaihi salatu wasalam. And we use that very commonly, though we wouldn't want to identify with Christianity, but our calendar, which we can't do without any time of the, every time we need calendar. But we identify with the Christian calendar when we have got our own Islamic calendar. So we should try and identify and use both also, though ulama have written that it is not like farad or something, but at least our conscience, our affiliation, that I'm a Muslim, this is my environment, this is my way of life, this is my house, this is my container which I live in. We must try and identify ourselves with that. So one was the birth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Others were when the first ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, etc. But finally it was decided, and the Amir, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he decided from the time of Hijrat. when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. And hijrat also, this also needs a lot of time of explanation. We just say the word hijrat, but just imagine those who were born and bred in Makkah Sharif. Those blind Sahaba who knew their way in Makkah Sharif, time of hijrat, it was farad for everyone now to go away to Medina Sharif. And they had to sacrifice everything, not for better, greener pastures, not for dunya, not for going to a university to study, not to go and study in a Darul Uloom, but just for the sake of deen, they had to sacrifice their hometown. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself loved Makkah Sharif. When he was on the outskirts of Makkah at the time of hijrat, he looked at Makkah and he said, "Oh Makkah, I love you. Had my people not forced me to leave you, I should not have left you." And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back again when he was at the conquest of Makkah. But anyway, all these people who made those sacrifices, who of us will be prepared really to make sacrifices on the basis of deen? That we leave where we are living, we go and live in another town, we go and live in another country for the sake of deen. Not because of job opportunity, not because of anything else, not because of health conditions, but just because of deen that a person sacrificed. And when they went to Medina Sharif, what nothing else besides the clothes on their bodies. Imagine how, it's not that everything is ready found, you have sent your containers already to Australia, to Canada, your house is set up there, everything, you're going to walk into your house, nothing like that. They're going there and they don't know anything of the place there. And then when they reached Medina Sharif, the fever of Medina Sharif welcomed them. The climate wasn't suitable for them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. Allah made the climate suitable after that. But the climate was also, so to say, not welcoming them. A person will think that he'll say, "What I left and where I came here now." And no one here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made them brothers, Muhajir and Ansar. And they lived like that. And it's just so much to this extent. Imagine in there also where we failed totally. Ansari Sahabi who had two wives. He told the Muhajir Sahabi, "You choose which one you want to, I will divorce her, and after iddat you can marry her." What sacrifices were the Muhajirin made? Islam came alive with these sacrifices. Today, me and you, we want it on the plate, everything. We got it on the plate, and that also we don't want to eat it. When we want other things to come in the plate, but that Islam, which Allah Ta'ala has promised, that inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun, that we have sent down this and we are going to protect this deen. But today most of us opt for a different thing. We don't opt for that. So anyway, with all the sacrifices of hijrat, which goes into a lot of detail also, then this calendar has been given to us. And now at this time, we have also have to make hijrat. We did make hijrat, Allah made it from the past year, we have come into the new year. But the real muhajir is that person who stays away from the things which Allah has made haram for him. That is the big hijrat. That a person stays away from all the things which Allah has made haram. So at this occasion also, we should think for ourselves, take a little time to ponder and see what haram and what wrong is in my life. And fortunate is that person that Allah removes the veil and he can see the harams in his life. And if a person feels that I don't do anything wrong, I'm quite all right, I don't see anything wrong, then and such people, normally we are like that, we see the wrong in other people, but we can't see the wrong in ourselves. Therefore, all of us, me sitting here, I want to lecture to you that what you must do, but I have to lecture to myself first. What I must do, what I must correct in myself. If each one of husband sees all the faults of his wife, wife sees the faults of the husband, parents see all the faults are in the children. Children, if you speak to them, my father is like that, my mother is like that, they find faults in their parents. The day we can find fault in ourselves and we become conscious and we want to put it right, that the day a change will come in all of us. And this is that occasion, make that hijrat and find, see which faults I've got within myself, my dressing. At this point, we should try and become more conscious on this thing here, which is unfortunately good people also, we find this with almost everyone, and that is this Nike, or the Tik. This is actually the Greek goddess of victory, the god, the idol of victory. Therefore, more you will find this on sportswear. And this is, we don't, the way they have camouflaged it, and the same veil which is over us, we don't seem to understand it. But this is just like you are having, according to the Christians, as they believe that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus was crucified on the cross. So like you have a cross like that on your picture, on your t-shirt or anything at the back, yeah, in front or anywhere. No Muslim, we all understand that is totally out. Or one of the deotas, the idols of the Hindus. If we got that on our t-shirt, we got it on our topi, we can't conceive it. It can't. Exactly the same is this camouflage salas. If there was a time when they were made, especially in the UK, they would put a cross somewhere at the place of sajda. The way they would camouflage it, and they would work in a cross. And when Muslims came to realize, oh, they're making us make sajda on the cross. So just like that, yeah, with all these things, we also find ourselves, so Allah give us tawfiq to become. And as far as possible, things the words of which we don't know the meaning, then try and away, stay away from those things also. Like it is said of this famous football team of England, which one? Their emblem also has got to do a lot with all these wrong things. In the same way, the car, Alfa Romeo, that emblem also has got to do with a lot of evil things. So things which we don't know what they are, we should try and stay away, because it may be some terrible things and we don't know, and innocently we are involved in it. So we should try and become conscious of these things, so much so we should become conscious of all the murals and pictures which are on almost everything today. We go and do shopping, your grocery shopping, everything has got a picture on it. We can't help it, but we should try and avoid as much as we can, and especially these other wrong things we must try and avoid. So at this time, and another thing is that is the time also, is the month of Muharram that we are in, and it is one of the four sacred months. And in these months, the four sacred months, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram, and on the other side, Rajab, these 4 months, every ibadat, the reward is multiplied very greatly. And at the same time also, every guna is also multiplied. In any, like in the masjid, our ibadat is multiplied. The reward is much more greater. In Jami Masjid, it is more. In Masjid Nabawi, it's even more. In Masjid Haram, it's even more. So just like that, gunas also become multiplied in these places. So we should be also conscious, especially Masjid Nabawi, Masjid Baytullah, Makkah Sharif, where we just meet and we just talk freely. Everyone is talking, everyone, we also just join. And to talk in the masjid, worldly things are very, very dangerous. The times also, the time of Adhan, we should be also conscious. At that time we are talking of worldly things, completely oblivious of Adhan is going. The caller is calling on behalf of Allah Ta'ala, and we just completely oblivious of it. So these times are also very important. And this month of Muharram, which is known also as the month of Allah Ta'ala, and the reward here for every day's roza of Muharram, you get the sawab of a month's roza, 30 days roza. So valuable are these rozas. And then Ashura is the main, the 10th of Muharram, which will be Yomul Khamis, next week, Thursday. And we should keep 2 rozas, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday. We should try and keep the 2 rozas. So Ashura is the main day, the 10th of Muharram. So that has got so much of value, where the day of the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafat, on that day, the rozas, the compensation for one past year's sin and one coming year's sin. This roza, one past year's sins are forgiven. Minor sins, for major sins, we should make our tawbah as required. So this Ashura has also got great, great value by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And the rewards of it, we should Allah give us tawfiq. It's not for us to keep it, but it is that roza before even Hijrat. The Muslims and the non-Muslims also should keep this Roza of Ashura. And before the Rozas of Ramadan became Farz, this Roza was Farz. And then when Ramadan became Farz, then this became optional. It was a great day, but now it is optional. We should try and keep 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. There are great, great merits of it. And for every day's rozas, 1 month's rozas sawab we get. Then for the 10th, 1 year, besides that 1 year, 1 month's rozas sawab, past year's gunas are also forgiven. And then we keep the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th, and the main purpose for that is to differentiate from the non-believers. And in there also is a very great lesson for us, that we are taught that in everything, Khaliful Yahuda wa Nasara. They were the two main tribes in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should not only be separate, we should oppose their ways. In everything we should try and do different. But today, unfortunately, almost everything we do exactly. Our dressing, our business, our houses, our gardens, everything what they do, how they dish it out to us, we take that as gospel truth, and that in there we see everything. But the Islamic way, in everything, there is a very important point also we should understand, that we want to fit Islam in a non-Islamic environment. Therefore, it's difficult for us. For example, parda in the house, our house are open plan houses. Almost everything open plan. So till so much so, it has come to be known that some people, they've got the toilet also is an open plan thing. Where people are seeing you sort of while you are in toilet. Whereas those homes also which Muslims bought from non-Muslims, in which they've got that bar, what you call it, mini bar, usually down in a basement or something. And said that Muslims also put the bottles, not of wine, but of apple juice, grape juice, and they cork it also just how wine is corked. And they pour it also how wine is poured. So what will our children, what are they going to grow up with? So we are taught, خَالِفُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّسَارَى وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Don't even incline, مَيْلَانِ يَسِيرِ, a slight inclination to the wrongdoer, to the non-believers. Or مَيْلَانِ قَلْبِ, from your heart also, don't have an inclination towards. But today we socialize with them, they are our friends. Sad to say, on our solemn occasions, they are also present. At the time of funerals, they are present. Then where is Allah's rahmat going to come? At that time you need Allah's rahmat. And that person who disbelieves in Allah, and at the, how will Allah's rahmat come? At the time of our weddings, they are present. And that time also we need Allah's rahmat. So we so much socialize with them. And we can't conceive it. Today the stalk also seems to be too hard. Then you must allow all this. Mixing and that. Don't be so hard with this. But look at it from an Islamic, for we are Muslims. We have to look things in an Islamic way. And as Qari Rafiq Allah Jazaa Khair in the Namaz, the ayat that he read, how the Sahaba Ikiram, we are not even billions, we don't know how many miles away from them. But when they saw the enemy and in front of them, so to say, they say, Hada ma wa'adana Allahu wa Rasulu. That they didn't get frightened. And Sadaqallahu wa Rasuluh, Allah and His Rasul have spoken the truth. And it increased them in their iman and their submission to Allah Ta'ala. Whereas we, just little bit something of this dunya, and we can't oppose it. We can't fight against it. We just fall prey to it. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make our iman strong, to realize that we are Muslims, the upbringing of our children, the ta'aleem and education of our children. All this has to be done. If it's in a non-Islamic environment, it's very, very hard to put Islam. You make an Islamic environment, it fits in. And everything goes easy then. So we have to create that Islamic environment. So this Ashura also, may Allah tabaraka ta'ala let us understand. There are great, great lessons where the ibadat and the sawab is also there. But we are not only here for accumulating sawab in that. We are here to bring an Islamic environment. And this is the ideal occasion we take lessons of the hijrat, that the Sahaba, what sacrifices they had made. And people till today, what sacrifices for the sake of deen. And just a few little insight to this, that there are people, mashallah, and from where? Muslims of America who are migrating and coming here to South Africa just for the sake of deen, the education of the children. The whole family is sacrificing. They are set up well there. But they are coming here and for the education of the children, they are sacrificing all this. People from other countries, from Arab countries coming to South Africa. And solely, they got good income, good jobs, everything. But just for the sake of deen, they are making these sacrifices. So Allah give us tawfiq, we make jamaats go out. It's also, what a sacrifice, 4 months, 40 days, whatever period of time, for the sake of deen. Otherwise, normally, our migration, our hijrat is for business purposes, for educational purposes, but many of us do business trips, no problem with that. We must look after ourselves in all these business trips also, but that is for business, but for the sake of deen. Business is jais, we do it correctly, there is no harm in that. But for those who do this solely for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Finally, in this little short time, we'll end up where also we are going beyond bounds, perhaps according to what the ulama teach us, is that this present giving of Muharram. There is no way in the hadith of present giving. On all it comes that a person who makes wus'at, who opens his heart and spends on his family. That is all what comes, not of giving presents and that. That on your family, who you are responsible for their expenses. Your family, your wife, your children, if you, your parents are old, you looking after them, or somebody, just your family, your sister, for she's a widow, she's staying with you. On these people, on this day, you make wus'at. You spend more on them. That is all what is required. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum say, we did this and we saw the barakat. Whole year Allah gave us barakat. But now, we change the whole thing into gifts, presents. And for the presence also, where Allah has taken us, the present is one thing, then it is packed in something, on that day is a cover, then we got our gift wrap over there, then we got our gift pack over, and all that is also a lot of money. And the present itself is one small thing. So Allah Ta'ala give us an understanding, to understand our deen, to spend on our family, have a nice meal with the family, nice little, so to say, lavish meal on that day. We spend with the family, we sit and we eat and that. Not all this giving of presents and that is the thing we have brought, that wus'at. The person who makes wus'at, who opens and spends freely, we give it now, that to give present giving. And now all the gifts that we are going from where and where, from friends to friends and out of the family and everyone, that this is the time. That's again a new thing. Shaitan is also working all the time. And all these grand occasions, Ramadan is what an occasion to take off Allah's rahmat. He put us into other things. Hajj is what an occasion, but the whole Hajj is today videoed, it is alive, and everyone is seeing the Hajj, etc., how the Hajj is being done, how Shaitan comes, and you are in front of the Kaaba Sharif, you're so close to Allah, but Shaitan came and put his evil in there also. And he destroys us without us knowing. Shaitan comes in various ways to various people. Our Buzurgs say, that for example, a person who is a pious person, Shaitan won't take him to a cinema, he won't take him to evil places, gambling den, etc. You know he won't go. So he will let him make ibadat. But in that ibadat, he'll just put some show in that, riya. So let him carry on. But with all that ibadat also, nothing he earns. Another person who is another way, Shaitan will take him to those places. And he will go there. So just like that, our ibadat also. And also one point that came to mind, whenever we make our ibadat, think of it now and then, that Ya Allah, all the obstacles for the acceptance of this ibadat, remove those obstacles. Like for example, kufr is the biggest obstacle. If there is kufr, na'uzubillah, nothing is accepted. And today, this belief is so easy. On our cell phone, somebody sends us a little joke about deen. About the beard, Allah save us, about the hijab of woman or something. And we also laugh at it. And we have laughed and mocked at an aspect of deen. Even the smallest part of deen. And today, unfortunately, sometimes we sit on the minbar here and we make a joke about deen also. That this people say like that or those people say that. And we think we are giving bayan. And we are doing deen's work, but at the same time, it happens, may Allah save us, our iman must not be lost in the process. The same way shirk is so common today. Shirk is also the small shirk for doing things for name and fame. That's very common. But even the big shirk, how it comes into us, we don't know. Person becomes desperate. Allah save us all. Some of our friends, I really admire them, that the difficult conditions came in their life, but they didn't waver. That Allah is there and we only will turn to Allah. We will go through these difficulties, what we have to go through, but we won't turn to any. And the people came and offered their help. All different types of people. Allah give us tawfiq to remain firm, etc. So this comes very easily into a person also. Then riya and sum'ah, to do things for name and fame, that is also which is a blockage for our amal to be accepted. Pride and ujub. Conceit that I'm somebody, I'm pious, etc. I'm doing my tahajjud and I'm thinking I'm pious. All are sleeping while I am pious. So this easily comes into a person. I'm going for fajr on this rainy, cold day. And today, just see, masjid is empty. I came here and today I'm first here. So how easily shaitan comes into us and our things get destroyed. So Allah Ta'ala guide us with all these things, and this is occasion. Let it not just pass like that, but Allah to give us to reflect on this and to correct ourselves. And to do everything, find out from the ulama, Rabbaniyin, those who will guide us, who our heart tells us, this person will guide me to Allah Ta'ala. Go to those people and find out the correct deen. And deen is not difficult. Deen is not lot of work. Just a few simple things. And we do that and we'll gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And with our own conjecture we make up deen and that, we might doing lot of wazifas, lot of ibadat also. But perhaps we are not on the right path there. So let us find out properly and follow the correct path that will lead us to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.